Louisa?
Yes, sir.
You're going out to Sector 7 to command Rascal, an upgraded patrol class.
Command a ship? Me? Arash, don't do this.
They're your people, Harris. You want to kill them now?
You're the one who was planning to take them to their deaths.
You can't stop me.
Graphic Audio presents The Serrano Legacy by Elizabeth Moon.
Sir, there's something coming in, sir, and not at the jump point.
Bring us to Red. Weapons ready.
Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Sonny Lasky, Elizabeth Demery, Ren Casey, David Coyne, Thomas Penny, Colleen Delaney, Peter Stray, Jeff Baker, Andy Clements, Ken Jackson, Mort Shelby, Terrence Aselford, Richard Rowan, Michael John Casey, Michael Glenn, Tim Getman, Margie Tompros, Nathan Bennett, Jonathan Watkins, Lily Beacon, Stephen Carpenter, Eric Messner, Dylan Lynch, Jason Stiles, Scott McCormick, Tom Simpson, Joe Brack, Casey Platt, Christopher Graybill, and Kate Foster. Book 7, Against the Odds, Part 2.
Captain Tarakian offered to let Esme stay aboard the Tarakian Fortune, but she felt she had abused their hospitality enough.
You will stay in touch. I feel responsible.
I'll be fine. Whether they let me back in or not, I'll be fine. And yes, I'll let you know.
Rockhouse Major had hostelries in every style and price range. Esme checked into a modest hotel where she could afford to stay for weeks if need be. She put her few clothes away, grimaced at the thought of having to shop for more, and went out to find a communications nexus. There, she looked up Brun Meager in the Rockhouse Major database and found long strings of news stories about her, but no address. She found the address subdirectory and tried again.
Restricted. Well, that makes sense.
She entered Brun Meager, Agent of Record, and got a name she'd never heard of, Catherine Ann Brierly. A search on that returned only a comm-unit number. Esme copied it to her hand comp, moved to a secure comm booth, and entered the number.
Sorry, it's the middle of the night here. If this is an emergency, please press 0. Otherwise, press 1 and put a message in my morning bin.
Option 1 gave her more choices. Voice, text, video. Esme chose voice.
This is Esme Suiza, formerly of the Regular Space Service. I need to contact Brun Meager. I'm presently at Rockhouse Major at the Stellar Inn, room 1503.
She wasn't even sure which time zone Brun was in, assuming she was in this system at all. Esme walked back to the Stellar Inn, wondering if she should have stayed aboard the Fortune.
Am I really wasting money, as Gunnar said?
But the very anonymity and blandness of the hotel's rooms, the dull colors and plain surfaces, so different from the Tarakian's decor, helped her think through what it was she wanted to tell Brun, and what she thought Brun might be able to do. It seemed less practical here and now. She stretched out on the beige and cream bedspread and turned down the light.
Might as well try to sleep.
Esme eyed the time display. 6 hours had gone by.
Yes?
Esme Suiza?
Yes.
This is Kate Brierly. Does your room have a secure comm unit?
No. There's one in the lobby.
Here's my day number.
In the secure booth, Esme entered the number she'd been given. The screen lit almost at once, and the video pickup showed both Brun, still unmistakably Brun, and another blonde woman who looked to be a few years older.
Esme, what's this I hear about you leaving Fleet? Did you quit? Or did they boot you out?
Booted me out. You wouldn't have heard. Baron and I got married.
Oh, good for you. Is that why?
Yes. It's all rather complicated. I wanted to talk to you if I could.
Oh you haven't met Kate.
Brunn nodded at the other woman.
Kate Brierly. She's from the Lone Star Confederation. She's been helping me out, including with security. What with the assassinations and all, well, we're all being very careful.
That's good.
But you need to come on down so we can talk. There's a twice-daily shuttle in Rockhouse Minor, which is all civilian. Lots of people take it just to sightsee. And there are excursions to the planet from there, too. When you get to Rockhouse Minor, go to Section B, give the guard at the private entrance your name, and say you're expected. You'll be passed through to a departure lounge for private shuttles. No one will bother you.
Brunn turned to Kate.
Should we go up and meet her?
I'd let your staff handle it.
Fine, then. A steward will tell you when the shuttle's ready. Let me see. You can catch the Rockhouse Minor shuttle in about 3 hours.
If it's not full, is it usually booked in advance?
Yes, but it's usually half empty anyway. Tell the concierge. They have some pull with the transit companies. Anyway, if you catch that one, then it'll be about 2 hours after you arrive before someone will be there to pick you up.
Rockhouse Minor was quieter than Rockhouse Major, less bustling. Esme strolled down carpeted corridors bordered by exclusive shops with window displays arranged like works of art, small, jeweled, entrancing. Here, a single shoe draped with ropes of pearls. There, a scarf behind a diamond necklace. An antique chronometer, a crystal decanter. Section B turned out to be even more luxurious. The carpet, deeper piled, curved halfway up the bulkheads, and padded seats faced a series of aquaria, each housing a collection of rare marine life. The Lasafarin snailfish, with its elongated purple fin, looked as improbable as its name. Ahead was a barrier in the form of a huge work of fabric art, with a guard kiosk in front of a gap in the fabric. The guard appeared to be alone and unarmed, but Esme doubted this was the case.
May I help you, Sarah?
Yes, thank you. I'm Esme Sweeza. I'm expected.
Yes. Excuse me, Sarah Sweeza, but may I see your identification?
Esme handed over the folder, and he checked it.
If you would just put the fingers of both hands here. Thank you, Sarah. Sorry to have delayed you. Go right on through.
As she passed through the opening, Esme saw that immediately behind the tapestry was a large, efficiently laid out guard room where a half dozen uniformed personnel manned scan equipment, including a full spec scan of the corridor she had just come down. Ahead in the lounge area were more clusters of padded chairs, as well as an area with tables and desks. She saw a couple of people chatting at a table, an older man lounging in one of the chairs, and no one else. She chose a chair and sank into it. Almost at once, a green-vested steward came to her.
Would the Sarah care for any refreshments?
Whatever they served here would no doubt cost 4 times as much as the same food and drink somewhere else.
No, thank you.
Sarah Meager wanted to be sure you were comfortable. This is the Barraclough private lounge, Sarah, and all refreshment is complimentary. There has been a slight delay in the shuttle. It will be several hours.
Esme had eaten at Rockhouse Major before she left, but that was now hours ago.
I don't suppose you have soup?
Indeed we do, Sarah.
By the time the shuttle arrived, Esme decided that if she couldn't get back into Fleet, she wanted to work for someone who had this kind of life. She could easily get used to such luxuries.